Kanandi Dor is a journalist for JNS. He's a correspondent for Chai FM. Kanan, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Coming to you from Madrid, there's a conference here of the European Jewish Association. And actually, it features Yehuda Kaplun and other U.S. officials. Mm-hmm. Yehuda Kaplun is the envoy to the fight against anti-Semitism of the Trump administration. And we are discussing, we're hearing discussions about what comes next after this unique release of a hostage following direct talks between the United States and Hamas and Qatar. What does that mean for the rest of the process? As, in terms of Aidan Alexander, we just learned that it seems that he won't be traveling to Qatar as planned. Just heard in the newsroom that he said that he's not traveling to Qatar next week to meet Trump there. That was kind of the plan. Mm-hmm. This remains unconfirmed for now. But this should tell you something about his condition. He needed some support as he left the captivity to the hands of the Red Cross. But he was able to walk on his own feet, which is an improvement compared to other hostages we've seen leave captivity at this late stage. So it seems that he's totally communicative. He's making decisions. It seems that the decision not to travel to Qatar came from him. Obviously, a problematic move in Israel politically also, because Qatar is held accountable for the funding that Hamas received through Israeli mediation, but still also other forms of funding. It's basically considered a terror state, a terror agent. So that decision is probably good for public relations for the form of hostages and their families, and tells you something about his condition. By the way, here in Israel, a few weeks ago, I'm sure many of our listeners have seen it, but there was an amusing skit about the Red Cross by Eretz Nehederet, the Israeli Saturday Night Live, that kind of compared, juxtaposed the Red Cross and Uber, because all they're doing in this hostage exchange is shuttling hostages and not seeing them when they're in captivity. That's when we need them. We don't need the Uber service to transfer them from Hamas to Israel. And in that skit, the Red Cross driver also makes a stop to parade the hostages along with Hamas. Right. So that kind of tells you what how it's perceived here in Israel.
Yeah, so the Red Cross obviously perceived very, very badly. There was a lot of notice taken when Eden hugged his mother for the first time, where you could see his arms were scratched, maybe burnt. There were certainly a lot of signs of physical trauma to his body. Do we know anything about that, based on the photos that we saw of him hugging his mother and his arms quite damaged?
It's actually in good condition compared to some of the other hostages. He doesn't seem to be too emaciated. Of course, many of the hostages had their muscles had atrophied because they didn't get any exercise. And so this weakness doesn't necessarily suggest an injury, but rather the conditions of sitting in a tunnel, not being able to move for over a year.